friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
You're in the Doghouse with Rick Watson and Big Dog Sports Talk on the WRAD Talk Network.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
You know what that means? Do you? We're the underdog. We're mutts.
My number one play is the power sweep.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Welcome in to Hour 3, the Power Hour, on Big Dog Sports Talk with Rick Watson. Join the conversation now on the Long & Foster Baker Team Hotline, 540-639-4900, or text Rick and the show at 744-2990.
What magic spells we'll be doing for us. And I'm giving up my love to this world, only to be told. I can't see, I can't
believe. Hour number three, safely underway here on this Wednesday. Hope you're well, wherever you might be. David Teal comes up in about half an hour from the ACC meetings. Time now, though, for the Roth Report here on BDST.
From the talk of the New River Valley WRAD, it's time for the Roth Report. Now, along with Virginia Sports Hall of Famer, current ESPN broadcaster, and voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth, here's Rick Watson.
Good morning, William. How are you?
Man, it is good to be with you today. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning indeed. And busy weekend last week in Blacksburg. Burnup was telling us. Lots of folks in town.
You know, it was really exciting to see so many kids graduate. So many of our athletes graduated, which was really exciting. And I don't know if you saw, they kind of released this very subtly. The three students who had served as the Hokie Bird this past year, you know, those identities are secret until they wear the Hokie Bird shoes to graduation. And they did release the three young ladies' names. And I'm happy. You can log on and
watch the reveal video. The big reveal.
Everyone knows the players and the coaches and the cheerleaders, but all you ever see is the Hokie Bird. Well, who are those young ladies? Sometimes it's a guy, but this year it was three young ladies, all of whom graduated. They all did very well, by the way. So when you saw the Hokie Bird over the last couple of years, it was one of those three.
Wait, you know, last Thursday, Coach Pry was on the program, and he hinted with their two remaining spots that defense might be a priority. And sure enough, last night we found out about a transfer coming from the SEC.
Curtis Perry, who has 3 years of eligibility remaining, who was a very highly recruited player when he signed with Alabama several years ago, announced and committed to Tech. And there is still one scholarship remaining. The Hokies are sitting there at 84. And you get 85. But, you know, he is the fourth defensive lineman since December to announce that he's going to play for the Hokies through the portal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has peoples from Duke, Kelvin Gilliam from Oklahoma, and Kamari Copeland from a junior college, but originally from West Point. So this will be the fourth newcomer. I think Perry helps this year from a depth standpoint, and we'll see how he plays and we'll see how he fits in. But I think now you're looking ahead to 25. You know, there's a good player to get in the portal, and they're looking ahead to 25 as well.
ACC spring meetings, we talked about some of the bombshell quotes out of North Carolina. I know David Teal is down there. What's your take on what you've heard so far early on in these meetings this week?
I'm excited to hear David as well. I think it's very curious what will happen today after, you know, a drama-filled opening couple of days.
Yeah.
I thought North Carolina's Board of Trustees meeting and the comments were ill-timed. You know, just what the ACC needed, more drama. My question would be, is Carolina's Board of Trustees as dysfunctional as it appears to be? And by that I mean they seem to not understand the current landscape. And it reminded me a little bit about the Florida State seemingly somewhat entitled group, where, you know, they're just fans who happen to sit on the board and they're making demands without really understanding the landscape, so to speak. I know tomorrow, Thursday, the athletics director, Bubba Cunningham, will meet with the board. I have a hard time believing that they requested to speak. The one woman, I watched the video, Carolina Board of Trustees, she claimed that they asked Bubba to meet with them 36 times and he didn't.
No.
Yeah. There's no way.
There's no way.
First of all, it's only May 15th. You can't ask.
That's true.
36 times since the beginning of the year? No.
Yeah.
I do think that there's some political gamesmanship going on there, without question, within that board. So we'll see how it plays out. But nothing, you know, nothing is coming out of Amelia Island down in Jacksonville that makes you go, wow, things are really trending well for the ACC.
That's a great point.
Like, boy, you know, they must be all rowing together.
Yeah.
They must be united. You're not feeling that. I don't know that it's fair to the athletes because, you know, on the field, this has been such an amazing year for the ACC. On the field, on the courts, we're going to put like 8 or 9 teams in the NCAA baseball tournament when that gets released. It was a really good year in football, remember?
Yeah. Especially in the postseason, yeah, absolutely.
And even, you know, other than Florida State going unbeaten and then getting moved down when the poll came out, it was a great year for them. You know, they talked a little about basketball scheduling. I think one of the themes and the stories of last year was that other leagues, specifically the Big 12, were able to game the system and game the RPI. And they're trying to figure out what is the best way to do one's schedule to help the league. So, you know, if you can't tell your coaches, well, I mean, I guess you could, do not play any Atlantic 10 teams.
Correct.
Do not.
Yeah.
You know, you could do that, but, you know, then it looks like you're sidestepping
mm-hmm.
people. So, and we don't know how many teams are going to be in the tournament.
Well, that's right. It's going to change. So, you're right. You're exactly right.
I think it's. They're working very hard to get along while two of the schools, well, the league is involved in 5 simultaneous lawsuits, right? The league is suing Clemson and Florida State, plus vice versa, plus the attorney general in Florida is suing the ACC.
Mm.
So a lot of billable hours here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lots of billable hours for these attorneys. And the bottom line is that's taking money away that could be spent on better things like stuff for our student athletes. Nothing against attorneys. We all love attorneys. We all have an attorney or two.
Correct.
Have more than two.
I might have more, right.
I'm not saying that. So, yeah, attorneys, you know, they have a right to earn a living as well. So I joke in that regard. But, you know, I think that, you know, when you see the ACC is spending hundreds and hundreds of hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees, those are the schools that are paying for it.
That's right.
And, you know, the league does have some money, but it'd be better to have something really unique for our athletes. Because that's what the whole thing is about. It's about the athletes, not necessarily, you know, how much can we pay an athletic director or, you know, how much money is a school bringing in? You want it to go as much as you can to the kids who are participating.
Well, speaking of it being about the athletes, and we touched on this earlier, and I want to get your thoughts because this is a massive story, what's going on. And it was Ross Dellinger from Yahoo. The NCAA and this settlement that if it's not taken by the NCAA could absolutely wipe out a lot of college athletics, $20 billion more. Talk about this, and my goodness, will any common sense prevail here from the NCAA since it never really has?
Well, everything is about to really change for sure, and Ross is a really good reporter, and so the case is this NCAA versus House, and they're going to settle, it appears. And the settlement is going to include damages of over $2.7 billion. And that's going to go to, in essence, reimbursing or back pay for athletes from the past, as well as a new annual revenue share projection, which could, for the average school, come out, they project, for the average, $21 million per school. It's a lot of money.
It is.
That's 20% of Virginia Tech's athletic budget would go to player salaries.
Right.
For the bigger budgets, you know, Notre Dame's budget's $200 million.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
they got a lot of athletes in Indiana. They want to create a new enforcement arm to police collectives. And I think that will be very curious. Because, you know, what we've seen, Rick, is that in the past, when the NCAA issued penalties, it was scholarship bans to the school. It was postseason bans for teams, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And, you know, innocent people were, in a way, hurt by that because, you know, a kid would go to a school and they put on probation for something that had happened 3 years earlier and they don't go to the NCAA tournament. That was never fair, right? Enforcement arm has and how much teeth they give it. If they really want to give it some teeth, hit the coaches and the university athletic departments financially. You know, don't take away three scholarships from a coach.
Sure.
Take away $3 million from a salary. Right?
Yeah. Well, it's madness. It is. Every day you're
It's ready. So different than what we're used
it
to.
It is.
Right?
It is. It's hard. And for Power Fives, they're going to be paying up. There's no doubt about
There's
that.
There's a lot of money that's going to go to student athletes. And where's it going to come from?
Yeah.
So we know it's not an infinite pool of money.
No.
Salaries? Travel? Where?
Yeah.
Are athletic directors still going to be making $3 million a year, $2 million a year? Are coaches still going to be making $12 million?
I really don't see how, to be honest. I really don't.
You know, it may not impact Ohio State, but my sense it will. You know, Trev Alberts is the new athletics director down at Texas A&M, and they made some big changes within their athletics administration.
Immediately.
He's claiming that A&M, which is one of the wealthiest universities from an athletic, in all aspects.
Yeah.
Academics, athletics, A&M's loaded. He thinks that they're going to save money, and they jettisoned a bunch of veteran athletic administrators at Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Assistant ADs. Says we need to be paying our athletes, not the senior associate athletic director down the road. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. It is Bill Roth and the Roth Report here on the program. A lot coming up. I know it's summertime, but we still get an SMA update. I know a lot of Bill's kids are out doing some great things with baseball and so forth during the summer. Baker Team Game of the Week, lots of great choices, and the NRV Heart Clinic Top 3. All that's coming up with the voice of Virginia Tech football. Go Roth as we roll along here with the Roth Report. More coming up.
Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team of Long & Foster Realtors. Buffalo & Moore in Reiner is pleased to announce they are back to full service for their customers. Dine-in, carry-out, or catering is now available. Call Connie Hale for that special birthday cake, a family-style takeout meal, or a quick grab-and-go lunch or dinner. Bring a friend and enjoy the full menu for dining in. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda remind you to shop local.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling, and True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Safe! So what do you think of the new big screen TV? Pretty good fit in this room, huh? Man, I'm so glad we called Louise to help us find our new home. That apartment was just too small with the new baby. Louise listened to what we wanted, we discussed what we needed, and she found us this great house. We're so happy here.
This is Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team with Long & Foster Realtors. When you are ready to purchase, check us out at nrvhomes.com. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda will work hard to find your right space.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
From the classroom to the studio to the stadium, it's time to catch up on the latest from Virginia Tech's Sports Media and Analytics program. Today's SMA update is brought to you by First in Maine, Blacksburg's premier destination to eat, drink, shop, and play.
All right, we welcome you back. It's the Roth Report here on BDST, and I know you're so proud of what's going on with a lot of your youngsters this summer.
Graduation this past week meant we said goodbye to some really good seniors in our program, and that's always bittersweet, but we're excited for what they're about to do. Some job announcements are forthcoming, and for our returners, our rising seniors, juniors, and even a couple of sophomores, baseball's about to get going. I think I mentioned this last week, from Cape Cod to the Pacific Northwest, we've got young men and women, summer league baseball teams, down into the heart of Texas as well.
Very cool.
So we've got 14 kids that are going to be working. I was asked, are you going to have any students that come down to the NSMA event down in Greensboro? And it's in July. How many can you bring? I said, none. So all our people are out doing internships and actually coast to coast, from the Pacific Coast to the Cape.
That's great. What a great honor. I mean, just to get that kind of experience, especially if you're going to the Great Northwest.
I've never gone up to Cape Cod summer baseball.
Yeah, you were talking about that. You got to get up there, right?
I might. My sister was a musician, and she, Linda went to Brandeis, and she always gigged, even when she was a student in New England. And in the summer, she'd always say, hey, come up to Cape Cod.
Yeah.
So we'd go up, and she'd play there, and then we'd take the boat over to Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. And, you know, it's fun in July. But I've never done baseball. And the Cape Cod League, they say, is just a bucket list thing. And I may do that this summer.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do the show from one of those.
That would be cool.
Cute named, you know, they all sound British.
They do.
There along the coast, right? All of New England. But maybe we'll do a show from the Cape Cod League.
All right. I like it. I like it a lot. All right, Baker team game of the week, man. You got a lot of choices. I know one hits home here in Blacksburg, pretty big in baseball this weekend.
Yeah, the Tech UVA baseball series. This is a massive three-game series for the Hokies. They've not played well down the stretch here. They've had leads in a bunch of these games, and their bullpen collapsed. They were ranked for the first half of the season, but the last 3-4 weeks have not been good. And if they're going to make the NCAA tournament, they're going to have to either play great in Charlottesville this weekend or win the tournament at the ACC tournament. So those three games. I think the game that I'm singularly most interested in, though, is the Knicks-Pacers game six. The Knicks back on top 3-2 after Tuesday night's incredible performance again from Jalen Brunson. And we're not all about hot takes on our show, right?
Right.
We'll do that.
Right.
Jalen Brunson's going to be one of the greatest Knicks ever.
Yeah, he really is.
I mean, when I asked you who is the greatest New York Knick ever, who do you think about? Like Walt Frazier?
Walt Frazier? Yeah.
Pat Ewing,
yeah, sure.
Carmelo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bernard King?
Oh, Bernard King. He's right up there with Frazier for me and with Ewing.
But what Jalen Brunson is doing, and it shouldn't be a surprise, I mean, I think the fact that he played at UConn, and if you're not a hardcore college basketball fan. Jalen Brunson was the National Player of the Year in college basketball and won two national championships at Connecticut. And now he's the best player on the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's legit. He's what, 26, 27?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens here over the next few years. And to be one of the greats, you've got to win in May and June. And that's, I say that with a smile on my face, right? That's what always got Dan Marino, right?
That's right.
It's the playoffs where the real yardstick is.
That's exactly right.
I think we'll see. But Brunson's coming through. He had, what, 44 again last night and makes everybody on the floor better. I'm not a Knicks fan per se, but I'm very curious to see. We have a massive new star in our country's biggest city emerging.
That's right. We do. All right, time now. This is always fun. It's time for Bill's NRE Heart Clinic Top 3.
Are you ready for today's countdown? It's time for Bill's Top 3. Now back to Rick Watson.
All right. Always a great topic in your top 3.
So I was visiting with some friends, and musician friends, and they said, you know, if Kelce and Taylor Swift were to release a single,
oof,
it would be the highest selling
it would
single by an athlete in the history of music.
Yes.
And Travis Kelce would be the greatest athlete musician ever.
Right.
And I said, no. No, it doesn't work that way. But who are the best athletes who turned to musicians?
Oh, very cool.
Now, a disclaimer here. We're not counting, you know, Shaq became a rapper and sold a bunch of records, right? Spotify downloads. So did Kobe. But I'm talking about people who were athletes and then changed careers and became real musicians.
Right.
Okay. So here are my top three.
Okay.
Number three. Bernie Williams.
Yes, I was going to say
All-star
Bernie.
Center fielder with the Yankees. And back when the Yankees were great, he was always a great jazz musician. And he has carved out an incredibly successful music career for himself. Two guitar-centric albums. He's got a band. And they've performed live on The Late Show. He earned himself a Latin Grammy. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's big time.
A Grammy Award winner in jazz and a Major League Baseball All-Star. And I never thought that he used his baseball stardom to achieve his music career.
No, not at all.
He just always... Okay.
Yeah.
He's number three on my list.
Oh, that's number three. Very cool.
Yeah. Number two, a guy from Spain... was a soccer player for Real Madrid Castilla in the second division, pro soccer, football. In 1963, he was in a serious car accident, and he couldn't walk for 2 years. It ended his career as an athlete. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to think.
Who's for he? 2 years in a wheelchair.
No, I don't
this
know.
This is a soccer player.
Okay.
So he had to switch football for music. Julio Iglesias.
Oh, really? No, I didn't know that. Very cool.
That's number two on the list.
That's number two.
Number one. And by the way, this is my personal. This
well,
is
sure. Me. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Musicians that, and athletes who I kind of knew. Not Iglesias, but. But number one on the list in our NRV Heart Clinic top three, musician-athlete combos or people who were athletes and became musicians, was a track and field scholarship athlete at Oklahoma State. You don't make a lot of money in track and field.
No, you don't.
But he was good enough in high school to earn a full scholarship to Oklahoma State, and he was on the Cowboys track team. But in between practice, he'd put on a cowboy hat, because he is a cowboy, and pick up a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea who I'm talking about yet? He became the number one all-time seller in the history of music and records.
Really?
Garth Brooks.
Really? Didn't realize.
Garth Brooks was a scholarship athlete.
Didn't know that.
Oklahoma State.
I didn't know his athletic part.
But Kelsey and Taylor could top them all, right?
Yeah. I guess so.
It'll happen, too. It'll be a Christmas album.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
So 30 million records in a week.
Yeah, probably so. You know, yeah.
I've got Swift fatigue.
Yeah, absolutely. From day one for me. But yeah, I'm with you.
Anyway, have a great week.
You too, man. You too.
I'm looking forward to hearing Teal's report. He assures me that he does not stay at the Ritz-Carlton on the island.
I got to ask him about what he's paying for his room from what I've heard some of these prices.
I don't think he stays there. But he hangs out at the bar.
Yeah, he does.
Because that's where all the athletic directors and conference administrators are.
Sure. Yeah, I don't blame him.
What do you think the top-selling martini at that Ritz-Carlton Amelia Island bar is going for?
Oh, my goodness.
22
bucks? At least. And they'll get it, too. Yeah. No question.
But it's a strong pour.
It is. You forget what you're paying after a couple.
Hey, these people aren't paying anything. Everybody's on expenses.
Well, this is true.
We stay at very nice hotels. I shouldn't complain.
Right.
One time we stayed at the Ritz-Carlton in Atlanta. It was very nice.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll stay safe.
Have a good week.
All right, you too. It's Bill Roth and the Roth Report. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Speaking of David Teal, now he did preface his appearance by saying, hey, if an interview pops up, I'm going to have to run. So we understand. We'll hook up with David Teal, get an update on what's going on at the ACC meetings when we return.